This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should Americans be about China spying on them here at home?
And what do you mean specifically, Peter?
Well, there were the Chinese spy balloons, and now there are these Chinese spy cranes. The Wall Street Journal is comparing them to Trojan horses in use at 80% of U.S. ports.
So let me first say that what the American people could be assured of is that this president is going to protect them and making sure that we put our national security first when it comes to anything that they feel could threaten that. And the president has shown that. He's shown that over and over again. So on the cranes, don't have any comment on that specific reporting. I would refer you to the Department of Transportation and the Department of Defense, who've been tasked with Congress to study this particular issue. The National Security Council, in close coordination with the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Defense, Coast Guard, and members of the Intelligence Committee have been actively working to address potential cyber vulnerabilities across the marine transportation system. This includes enhanced coordination across the federal government and engagement with key stakeholders in the maritime industry. And just last month, the administration issued a worldwide maritime port vulnerabilities advisory, underscoring the potential threats posed by foreign manufacturer port equipment. So, again, this is something that the president takes very seriously, and we'll always take action to make sure we protect our national security.
She read that very well. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. She says you should coordinate that, take that to the Department of Transportation. That would be Pete Buttigieg's deal. The Department of Transportation. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Speaking of the DOT, we've had this clip for a while. But it turns out maybe they aren't quite as, what's the word, on the up and up as we thought they were.
I'm now on a project of handing out money.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be subjective or objective.
Mm-hmm.
They'll step in. Well, we want this project because it's a new state. So no matter how bad it is, they appoint these leaders of each group, and then they make sure the money be recommended. That's how it works.
That goes to a blue state, not a red state. Do you think this was politically motivated in East Palestine? Yeah. It was at this point that we couldn't believe our ears. The Department of Transportation allocates money based on red states or blue states that they straight up decided not to help East Palestine because of their political affiliation. This was a county, of course, that voted for Trump by 70%. So this was politically motivated.
I know America. Shocker. Shocker. Politically motivated. It's funny, maybe you have the same revelation, but I think about politics growing up. I always felt like no matter what, who was arguing what side, and you might not agree, but it was still, there was something good that could come out of it in the end, even if you didn't like the approach. Because isn't that true of most things? You might not like the way I wash the dishes, but at the end of the day, they're clean. I'll give you an example. Melissa does not like it when I take a dish out of the sink and hand wash it. She wants it to be washed in the dishwasher. And I will use, when I'm cooking, I don't go get a new fork when there's a fork in the sink that I can put under hot water, put soap and water, take a sponge, wash it off, and use it right there. Because I look at it as that's smarter for me to do than going and getting another fork. So the dishwasher would be full of dishes, and there's three people in the house. And I'm going, how does this even happen? My grandmother used to have her own coffee cup, her own spoon, and her own plate. And you could not touch it. And it stayed in the thing. And when she ate, she rinsed it off, put it back on the thing, her spoon and her fork. We never used it. It was a special spoon and fork and plate and cup. We didn't use it. And we hand washed dishes, but it was a handful of dishes because you know, I grew up where you just grab the thing that you used all the time, and that way we weren't washing dishes. So it made sense. But Melissa doesn't like it. Fine. Don't do it. You can wash dishes in the dishwasher. When I'm cooking, I'm going to wash whatever's in the sink. I'm going to rinse it off, and, you know, I'm going to fully wash it. But, and she says, well, it doesn't get as clean. You may have an argument there, but it's not like I'm dealing it in filth, like I'm dipping it in urine water or something. I mean, it's clean. And we could argue, and you could put it under a microscope, but it's pretty clean. I've cleaned it thoroughly, though I didn't let it run for an hour and a half in the dishwasher. But the meal is going to be fine. You could look at, say, at the end of the day, everybody's going to be happy because the meal is going to be good. But we don't have politics like that where we disagree on the process, you know, but at the end of the day, we get what we want. No, that's not what's happening. We're getting freaking transgender this. We're getting inflation through the roof. We're getting, tax policy that is breaking us, breaking the backs of the American people, and I could go on. I keep arguing with leftists, and I'm putting this out there to you so you will argue with them, but show me what's good. I alluded in the first hour about having this conversation with a baseball group, and one lady you could tell she didn't like Trump. She was conservative, but she didn't like Trump, but the rest of the people were kind of Trump support. And I said, let me just say right now, I don't care how you feel about Trump. I like his results. I put him in office in a New York second over anybody that's out there. Now, if you happen to be a DeSantis fan or whoever you like, I don't have a dog in the fight. If you like them, great. And if that person happens to win, I'll support him. But there is nobody that's going to convince me that Donald Trump doesn't deserve a second chance, particularly given everything that you've seen him go through. And people were like, yeah, I completely agree. I agree. And the lady that didn't like Trump was kind of like, and it was fun because you're seeing a person who sort of thought, you know, she'd probably have a consensus, and she was fighting for it a little bit. But when she found out, there were a lot of people that were kind of, look, Trump has not done a bad job. And for the record, and her thing was, I just don't like him personally. I don't care. I don't care if he screwed Stormy Daniels or he didn't. The only thing I don't like about Trump was how he handled Wu Flu. But other than that, this man deserves another shot. And here's what I will tell you. The consensus in this group of people, by the way, many of them had moved from California, one from Utah. The consensus was Donald Trump's the man. Now, I'm completely ad hoc, not a poll that you can look at and go, ooh, the consensus. Donald Trump won, hands down. I mean, people were looking over from the bench going, yep, looking at us and shaking their head, stuff like that. So, unofficial, but there you go.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. you get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Senator Josh Hawley is with us now with reaction. Senator, did the Attorney General of the U.S. just lie to you in that exchange? Do we now know that?
Sure looks like it, Sean. Sure looks like it. Listen, he knew at the time that he couldn't answer the question because it looked so bad. He knew that it looked beyond the pale, and it is beyond the pale, Sean, for the FBI to be going into any church in America and trying to spy on Americans. And now we know that's exactly what they were doing. They are infiltrating churches. They are trying to spy on us. They regard churches, apparently, as the enemy and church-going Americans as akin to terrorists. And yeah, the Attorney General sat right there and told me, no, we don't do that. And now we know they do, in fact, target churches. And they have been. There's got to be accountability for this, Sean. He's got to be called on the carpet. The House needs to call him. The Senate should call him, too, but the Democrats will never do it. There's got to be some accountability. And the targeting of Christians and churches has got to end.
Welcome back, folks. You trust this government? You trust them? Parents being targeted because they ask questions about their students' curriculum, things like this. The DOJ sending, essentially putting out a fatwa on parents that have concern for their children's educations. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Department of Transportation handing out money based on your politics. Based on politics. The train derailed in a city, in a county that voted for Trump? Well, we'll slow walk that. Oh, but you are all for transgender reading hour and you love everything that Joe Biden does and you voted overwhelmingly leftist? Well, here's some money. We don't really need it. It's okay. Take it anyway. It's coming from these stupid conservatives. They don't know how to fight back. They don't know how to take their country back. You know, we're debating, I don't like Donald Trump. I like this person. I like that. Oh, I'm going to vote for Michael Bolton and John Bolton. I'm going to vote for Nikki Haley. I'm going to vote for Tim Scott. I'm going to vote for... Really? So we have a guy who served in office. I defy you. Find me a real Republican, not one of these Lincoln Project weenies, but a real Republican who didn't look at what Trump did and said, holy crap, this guy was a stud. They said he was too secular. He wasn't pious enough for him. And what does he do? He's praying in the White House. He's got pastors praying. Donald Trump did more for religion in this country than all the other presidents, practically modern presidents, combined. My brother didn't vote for Trump because he said he didn't think he was religious enough. 2 months after Trump's in office, my brother says to me, dude, you were right, I was wrong. This is a guy that's my idol. He goes, you were right, I was wrong. John Andrews, one of the most amazing thinkers, University of Colorado, started the state policy groups, etc. Didn't like Trump. Wrote a complete mea culpa on the man within 3 months of him being in office. And I could go on. Many of the never-Trumpers, non-whatever you call yourselves, are when Trump got into office and started taking out onerous legislation and salaries were going up and people were raising the minimum wage in their companies automatically, not the government help. We became independent on oil. His foreign policy was working. He had Russia on tilt. He had China on tilt. He was lowering the trade deficits across the... He lowered the trade deficit with China, in Mexico. He did it with the South Korea and Japan, and ultimately with China. And had Russia on tilt. Had Japan, not Japan, had Iran, the rial so low they couldn't function. And I could go on. This country was running, people were prideful, manufacturing coming back, the economy was going through the roof, the stock market going through the roof, your 401ks are going through the roof, housing starts and everything was up, everything was looking rosy, and it's people, let's just get rid of Donald Trump. What? Wow, forget Trump. Insert name here, I don't give a crap. Call it Obama. Put everything I just said, make it Obama. I'm voting for him. Whoever can bring me what Trump brought will get my vote. I don't care what follows your name. You can call yourself Martian Party. Okay, I just voted for the Martian Party. But instead, we have a government that wants to infiltrate our churches, infiltrate our schools, infiltrate peaceful marches, and convince you that you're the problem. You're the J6 was a riot and insurrection and whatever, and all to cover up what? What the government did. Here's a lady that had to fight because she dared question the curriculum of her kid.
My name is Nicole Solis, and I am a mother from Rhode Island who was sued by the teachers' union simply because I wanted to know what my kindergartner would be learning in school. And here's how this happened. I asked to see the curriculum, and my school told me I had to submit a public records request. The curriculum wasn't posted online, and it wasn't available in a school district. Then I asked them if they were teaching gender theory, and they told me that they don't call children boys and girls, and they embed the values of gender identity into every classroom, including kindergarten, and they didn't want to answer any of my questions further. They told me that they would communicate with me only through public records requests, and that is the only way I could get my questions answered. And when I did submit the public records request that they told me to submit, and I submitted hundreds because I had hundreds of questions, my school board then put my name on the agenda of a public school board meeting and held a public school board meeting to discuss suing me for submitting the request that they told me to submit. In a 5-hour-long school board meeting, they openly debated my moral character, my political motivations. They said that I was causing chaos, wreaking havoc, harming the district, harming children. One school board member even said she felt unsafe and started to cry because, as you see, I'm really scary standing here right now. And they really just tarred and feathered me for asking questions. And they had never met me before, and this was the first school board meeting that I had ever been to in my life. They wanted to send a message to other parents that if you ask questions, they will come after you. Well, at the end of this meeting, they decided that they wouldn't sue me for asking questions because they never intended on actually suing me. They just wanted to publicly humiliate me in a school board meeting that was a show trial. And when that happened, then the teachers union, the largest teachers union in the country, the NEA, did file a lawsuit against me to bully me and harass me with frivolous litigation and to send a message to other parents that if you ask questions about public education, they will come after you.
Nicole Solis sued by the teachers union because she dare ask, "Can I see the curriculum and what you're teaching my child?" She's a tax-paying citizen. She is a person who is paying for a product. And even though they get her money, even though she has a right to say, "I want to check out the product," they say, "No, you need to file up, submit a request. You need to go through all this rigmarole." And then she does exactly what they say. And she's the employer. She does exactly what they say. You know what they do? They try to tar and feather her. They want to make an example out of her. Folks, this is happening to us every single day and every facet of our lives as conservatives. And the question that I'm going to ask you is, how long are you going to tolerate it? When do you stop?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. It's going to be a longer than expected day for a lot of people flying Southwest Airlines, thanks to a nationwide ground stop earlier today. FlightAware counts nearly 1,900 delayed flights. U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, met with imprisoned Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Moscow today.
The charges against Evan are baseless, and we call on the Russian Federation to immediately release him.
A Russian court today upheld the detention of Gershkovich on spying charges. A jury is in place in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's ready to hear opening arguments in Dominion Voting Systems' more than $1 billion defamation suit against Fox News. It may soon be time to get back to your doctor or pharmacy for another COVID booster. The FDA is authorizing a second dose of the updated booster for older adults. The CDC is set to meet on that issue tomorrow. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And young people in Northern Ireland are on the cutting edge of sectors that are going to define so much of the future. Cyber, technology, clean energy, life sciences. Here in Northern Ireland, programs like Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, helping thousands of young people each year gain skills and pursue their goals as entrepreneurs.
Programs like Young Enterprise Northern Ireland.
What was that, Joe? Entrepreneur. That was one of the many gaffes that Joe Biden made while he was on the road, man. Dude is an absolute train wreck. And we've already talked about his son being having some issues in Ireland, but Comer, Representative Comer, is also talking about Hunter Biden's dealings and some of the shenanigans that the Biden family is involved in. And I can tell you right now, Joe Biden is lucky to have a built-in excuse for getting out of the 2024 election. And I'm going to tell you, there are powers that be that are going to turn on the button. They're going to flip the switch and say, go ahead and let everybody in. Open the floodgates, and Gavin Newsom's going to come running through like he saved California. And he's going to join Joe Kennedy, and there's going to be a domino effect of dozens of people who want to be president. Because when you can cheat your way in, why not go for it? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to this next clip is Comer talking about what's been going on with the Biden family all over the country. And I'm telling you right now, this is the next few weeks is going to be critical for Democrats and Joe Biden and the Joe Biden clan. And we're going to finally get back to the real issues we should be talking about. A compromised government that is mad that we would dare want to have accountability for our employees. These are people that have truly flipped the script. They don't find us, the employers. They see themselves as, you may pay us, but we're better than you are. You know how we know we're better? We got power and we got money, and you got none of it. You want to know how we're going to win, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? We better collectively show them that the body politic, the electorate, we are bigger than they. If we don't do that, if we don't start flexing our muscles, we're done. Here's Comer.
I also want to move over to Hunter Biden, who we now know
had some dealings with Ireland as well, and now he's there. So what does that tell you? Is this trip also part of his business plan?
You know, the business plan, for all practical purposes, is the Biden family takes money from our adversaries around the world for
yes.
doing things that we haven't yet determined. Now, there is no business. But with respect to seeing Hunter Biden on Air Force One, seeing Hunter Biden lead the President of the United States around, that's a sad part of our American history right there. Because just from looking at these bank violations that I'm going to talk more about next week when we return to Washington, various banks, in the bank's own words, this is how they would describe Hunter Biden, who is leading our President of the United States around on the international stage this past week. They suspect him of laundering money. They suspect him of being an unregistered foreign agent. They respect him of taking money from countries that we have sanctions on. They suspect him of doing business with an agency under investigation for human trafficking. They suspect him of owing a significant amount of taxes. This is not my word. These are the words of the banks where the Biden family was doing business. And this is the guy that's leading our President of the United States around on the international stage. That is a sad part of our American history right there, and we have to bring shine a light on all the wrongdoing that this family's doing, and I hope that next week we're able to give a report to the American people of what all we have found from looking at these bank violations that we've had access to in the Treasury Cabinet for the last 2 weeks.
So we played that clip before on the program, but I wanted to reinforce that this is the week that James Comer says there should be more things coming. And I'm telling you this because I want you to be able to say to the Democrats, you know, this is our time to reinforce. We knew this guy was crooked. We told you he was crooked. He was compromised from day one. And they still shoehorned him in the biggest cheat and the biggest farce in American history, the 2020 election. But here's the deal. Twitter files proves that the FBI was colluding with the Democrats. And oh, by the way, Elon Musk just came on. He did an interview with Tucker. He says, what shocked me was the FBI had total access to private Twitter accounts with the previous administration, the previous owners. You had nothing private on Twitter. Not that you needed it or wanted it. But you don't think if a government you don't think is targeting you, you would just say, have it open. But if they're targeting you, you would think that I'd want some privacy. You have your DMs. There's the stuff you put out. And then there's the stuff that you're supposed to, that's supposed to be sacrosanct. It's the what they call DMs, direct messages to you. FBI had access to all that stuff. I guarantee you they got a file on me. But anyway, then there's this other thing you have that tells you that these people are crooked and that they are against you. It's called common sense. And luckily, we conservatives, we have lots of it. But here's another story that flies in the face of what the left tells you. Hunter Biden's attorney had a 2016 meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden at the White House on the same day that he had met with Hunter to discuss a subpoena related to a federal investigation into Hunter's business partner, Devin Archer. So Joe, who says, I know nothing about my son's dealings, meets with Hunter's attorney on the very same day that the feds are looking into Devin Archer, who I believe ended up going to prison. But look that up, I'm not sure. On 23 March of 2016, Hunter sent an email to Eric Schwerin, then president of this defunct, now defunct investment firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, and attorney Christopher Boas, saying he had received a subpoena from the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, seeking information related to an investigation into Archer, the firm's then CEO. So let me just tell you what the scenario is. Hunter gets this subpoena. He then sends this thing, he says, I received the subpoena related to the situation Devin is dealing with. I don't have any relevant information that I know of, but I wanted to coordinate with the same team representing Devin, if that is appropriate. Let me know how to proceed. Then Hunter's lawyer goes and meets with Joe on probably what? A completely unrelated issue. Well, if you believe that, you're a fool. He went to meet with Joe to say, how can we head this off? How can I stay out of the fray? How do I not get mixed up in with Devin, who I'm pretty sure ended up getting convicted and went to jail or certainly got fines and all that? Look it up, though. What is that? I got, there's a smell here now. Suddenly I'm smelling. I can't handle floral scents anymore. I don't know what it is. It just makes me lose it. Anyway, it's something floral I'm smelling. Get it out of here. Anyway, if you believe that these people are not involved with this stuff, it's naive. But here's Senator Johnson talking about the Bidens and what's going to be coming out. And here's clip one.
Chinese American bank supplying Senate Republicans with records showing millions of dollars flowing from Chinese companies to the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James Biden. Senator Ron Johnson joins us now for more. Senator, so great to have you on this morning. So there was another batch of papers of, you know, bank documents that came out that showed money going to Hunter, to Jim, to Joe, Bo Biden's widow, who Hunter was sleeping with at that time. Nobody in the media seemed to care about this. Joe Biden said they were lies. Is there anything more damning in this new batch that will have to get the media's attention, or do you expect them to ignore it just like the last batch?
Let's face it, Senator Grassley and I pretty well laid out the case against the grifting Biden family back in September of 2020 before the election. Our report was completely ignored by the media, just as they ignored the Hunter Biden mm-hmm. laptop. Because they're advocates for the left themselves. And so what we're finding out now is just new pieces of evidence of the grifts that the Biden family have been involved with. The bank records basically confirm what the Treasury records showed from Senator Grassley's and my report. I think what recently was reported on Fox is the trying to get into the sovereign wealth funds of like Ireland and some of these other countries. You know, our report shows something like a dozen different countries that Hunter Biden was, again, peddling the family name, trying to sell influence. But I think, the trying to tap into sovereign wealth funds, I think, is pretty revealing. You know, why would governments who own those sovereign wealth funds, why would they want to pay into the Biden family coffers and the Biden family grift? Well, it's to gain influence. It's, who knows exactly how it might benefit from them. The level of compromise of this president, I think, is just jaw-dropping. And maybe even more jaw-dropping is how the media, except for a few outlets like Fox News, is completely ignoring it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about it.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened, that appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
That was Joe Biden doing what Joe Biden does best, lying through his teeth. He's a pathological liar. I have nothing. I've never talked to my son about his overseas dealings. Can you? I mean, I go back to just ask common sense. You're a father. You're a loving father. He appears to be that. I'll give him credit for that. He appears to be a loving father. And you're asked very simply, hey, listen, have you spoken to your son about? Of course I've spoken to my son about his businesses. Nothing that involves me. How is it going? You know, give me an update. Doesn't mean I've done anything, but he doesn't. He's adamant, which of course means, of course he knows. And of course you know that he knows because we now, I mean, besides common sense, we have the actual evidence that he did speak with Hunter Biden's, all of it. He knows all of it. He doesn't know a little bit of it. He knows it all.
We're learning of Hunter Biden's business partners, relations with the White House, the big three major networks. Their evening broadcast spent a total of 0 minutes covering this revelation. Instead, they covered topics like rising sea levels in the Gulf of Mexico, rising cost of postage stamps, and, of course, the AI revolution.
Right. And Fox News contributor Joe Concha joins me on. Joe, does any of this shock you at all? Because it does not me.
The Dean Wormer treatment, huh, guys? 0.0 minutes of coverage. No, not at all. I mean, we've seen this movie many times when it comes to this particular bombshell, and it is a bombshell. I mean, 80 times. But Joe Biden told our Peter Doocy in those clips you just played that he never discussed his son's business dealings with him. And again, it's the easiest game to play. If Donald Trump Jr. was under federal investigation for tax issues and business dealings in China and Ukraine, and President Trump said he never discussed this with his son, and then visitor logs show that it completely contradicts that claim 80 times over, would ABC, NBC, CBS be all over this like white on rice?
As Senator Johnson said, the level of compromise of the Biden family is, in his word, jaw-dropping. And if we're lucky, James Comer will push this thing out to the bitter end, and we will get justice, because there's no question in my mind. Joe Biden knew everything that Hunter was doing, and Joe Biden was getting paid. No question. You can bet that with 100% certainty. Now, what will happen? That's a whole other issue. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about now knowing factually that Joe Biden knew of Hunter's stuff because the visitor logs show Hunter and his business partners visiting with Joe. There's no longer any idea about, well, maybe it is in Joe Biden's adamant declaration. This just didn't happen. It did happen. It absolutely did happen. Here's what they wrote. Biden has repeatedly insisted he had no knowledge of son Hunter's business dealings, but records show he met with more than a dozen of Hunter's business associates. So we could stop there. Okay, Joe, just out of curiosity, if you have nothing to do with Hunter's business, why are you meeting with his business partners? Are they all just friends of yours? How do you know these people? Some of those associates and top staffers at Hunter's now defunct company visited the Obama White House more than 90 times when he was vice president in the Obama administration. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas dealings. I don't discuss business with my son. That's what he said. A month later in 2019, after that interview we played with Peter Doocy, he said, I don't discuss business dealings with my son. Those are the words that probably will come back to haunt Joe Biden. I want to play this clip, the second clip that Senator Johnson talked about, because Senator Johnson was very vocal in what's going on with the Bidens. He says, Why would governments, he's talking about sovereign wealth funds. These are wealth funds of countries. This is where people put their money for the country to invest. This is retirement accounts for entire countries, sovereign wealth. Why would governments who own these funds want to talk with the Bidens? You want to know why? To fleece Americans. The Bidens would be able to make sure that those people, if they invested with the Bidens, they would make sure that they got the best of what America could give them. They'd get insider information. They'd get tips on what Joe was going to do. They would be on the end. It's what the unions do. It's what all of them do. They want to know what is the safest bet for our people's money. And that's the root of all evil, as they say, is money. These people that want a guarantee, because in that way they stay in power. They get richer. Look at what the so-and-so union, the auto workers union, has been able to garner. You know, they take all that money. All these people pay these dues. And as long as that money's making money, they're good. And they don't want to guess at it. They want they want somebody that says, look, you don't have to guess here. Can you imagine a meeting with Hunter? Look, my dad's in power. You'll know everything. We will be investing in things that are a sure bet. We will be legislating to make sure you make money. This is the height of insider trading. Forget what Pelosi and those guys are doing. This is the height of it. I'm going to set policy that makes sure you make billions. And you know who'll pay for it? The American citizens. We got them. Here's Johnson in his second clip talking about other aspects of what is going on with the Bidens.
He did bad things, but can you connect it to Joe Biden? Have we been able to connect it to Joe Biden? Because I know Hunter was paying for things for his dad that I know I wouldn't pay for my dad, and mortgages and things like that. Is there any way to make these connections?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, Senator Grassley and I ran out of time. That was toward the tail end of that Congress, and then we lost the majority, so we don't have the chairmanship anymore. But now the House does, and so certainly I'm encouraging James Comer and the House committees to subpoena the other bank records. I thought what was interesting is that Cathay Bank, I know they're denying any involvement with China, just like TikTok, but I thought it was rather revealing that they just handed over records to our Senate committees without any compulsory process. I think it will require a subpoena process, a compulsory process on the part of the House to get the bank records and not only understand the inflow from different countries into the Biden family coffers, but then the outflow. Where did it go once it went into
right.
a bank controlled by Hunter Biden? Did it go down to the Cayman Islands somewhere, or the Bahamas? Or how did the big guy maybe get his 10%? That's what needs to be investigated. By the way, we handed all this over to U.S. Attorney Weiss. He's been sitting on our records now for months, probably evidence for years. Where's the U.S. Attorney's investigation into this as well? He's got stronger investigatory powers than certainly Congress does at this point in time.
Can you answer this question really, really fast? I do have to go. Why do you think that Cathay Bank gave the records so readily?
I think it's a shot across the bow. Showing the Bidens, this is what we can do. This is the information we have.
The guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy who made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
How many lies does Joe Biden have to get caught in before people finally wake up and say enough is enough? He said he doesn't know about his son's business dealings. That's a lie. He said his son didn't get any money from China. That's a lie. He now will claim that he didn't get any money from China. And let me tell you what's going to happen. I know it's hard to believe, but that too is a lie. He, in that clip we played of him, he's blaming Trump. He's the one that went to Ukraine. He's Ukraine. You know what he was saying? He was doing? He was deflecting. Every part of that was a deflection. When are we going to make this clown pay? Do not rely on the media or the GOP. It is up to us to make this happen.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.